I heard about Earl Stout and potatoes.
That was the years he was eating potatoes, yes. But he invited my boys up to stay with him one day, one time. And these were the years that he believed that beans were the savior of the world. So I said to my son, what did you have for breakfast? They were up there, you know. He wanted to come up all day and help him. Well, they had beans. Well, what did you have for lunch? Well, some more beans. And dinner? Well, yeah, Earl just gave us a dish of beans. And so those were his bean days. But then I guess he changed to potatoes, and he bought enough potatoes to last him all winter. He was a good man. Earl was a good man. Good sense of humor, interested in the satellites. When they first started to send out satellites in the northern skies, he would be out there every night watching. He had a telescope. He studied the stars. And maybe this was spurred by, he grew up in Ohio, and he had seen Halley's Comet, and he wanted to live in a span of 75 years more so he could see Halley's Comet again. And I think he did. By that time, we weren't there in the winter when Halley's Comet came around, but I think he was one of the people that saw Halley's Comet when they first identified it, and then 75 years later. Hmm. Yeah, he was quite an astronomer. He was well-read. This Johnny Lake, he took the New York Times. He could talk about any subject in the world with intelligence. I mean, he was a well-read man.